Let's embark on our journey through the dusty pages of the Book of Genesis, where the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah play a notorious role. In that time lived a man named Abraham, whose faith would be tested by the actions of these prosperous cities. At first glance, Sodom and Gomorrah boasted wealth and success. However, beneath the shiny surface, a hidden evil seethed intensely. It was an era of contradictions. Visible splendor concealed a corrupt core, leading us to deeply reflect on notions of right and wrong and the consequences of our choices. The outcome of Sodom and Gomorrah was triggered by a divine revelation so alarming that the sin of these cities echoed to the heavens. As narrated in Genesis 18, verse 20, the Lord himself declares, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sins so grievous." This verse not only highlights the chasm between divine knowledge and human experience, but also underscores the importance of our actions reflecting our values. The story deepens as God shares his observations with Abraham, not as a reminder of what is just, but as a way for Abraham to understand the essence of justice. This celestial dialogue is not just about sin or punishment, but about understanding and responding to injustice, highlighting how our actions reverberate and shape the world around us. In a time when the stars still told stories and destinies were woven into the fabric of the cosmos, lived Abraham, a man whose faith was as vast as the earth beneath his feet. Known for his unparalleled hospitality, Abraham offered a luminous contrast to the dark cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, whose souls were entangled in webs of selfishness and wickedness. Amidst this darkness, Abraham's life shone like a beacon of hope and benevolence. At the heart of this narrative, God, in his omniscient wisdom, entrusted Abraham with a secret that would change the course of history. The imminent destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah due to their deplorable acts. But Abraham, the eternal intercessor, could not stay silent. His response was not just a plea, but the fervent supplication of a man who deeply valued human life, including that of strangers. Approaching God with a heavy heart, Abraham questioned, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked?" This interaction not only reflects the ancient conception of justice, where the fate of many could be determined by the behavior of a few, but also resonates with an eternal truth about the nature of compassion and responsibility. This appeal from Abraham echoes ancient beliefs, found not only in the Bible, but also in narratives like the Epic of Gilgamesh, where leaders pleaded that only the guilty be punished, preserving the innocent. These stories share a common theme, the quest for justice in an often unjust world. In the epic tapestry of humanity, few scenes are as poignant as Abraham's plea to save Sodom. In his plea to God, Abraham not only begged for mercy, but grounded his plea on a basis of distributive justice. If there were only a few righteous souls in Sodom, the entire city would deserve to be spared. This appeal was not an empty gesture, but a powerful recognition that personal responsibility and communal identity are intertwined. While Sodom and Gomorrah thrived materially, their wealth was tarnished by corruption and immorality. They were blind to the impending disaster, intoxicated by a vicious cycle of indulgence and excess. Dramatically contrasting this scene was Abraham, a man whose kindness and morality were as tangible as the material riches of the condemned cities. He strove to save any righteous person who might still exist within those walls of decadence. The dialogue between Abraham and God is not just a reflection on divine judgment, but also a profound testimony to mercy, compassion, and the transformative impact of intercession. Abraham teaches us a vital lesson. Even in the face of enormous adversity, the action of a single individual can ignite a light of hope and change. As we delve deeper into the narrative of Sodom and Gomorrah, we encounter a gallery of characters whose lives are a mosaic of choices and actions, each contributing to the ultimate fate of the cities. The story unfolds not just as a record of past events, but as a mirror reflecting our own existences and the contemporary world. This narrative serves as a warning, reminding us that our actions have consequences that, once unleashed, are irreversible and have the potential to influence many aspects of life. The moral collapse of Sodom and Gomorrah is a powerful illustration of the importance of grounding our lives in solid ethical and moral values. The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, as explored in Genesis 19 and revisited in New Testament texts such as 2 Peter and Jude, transcend mere sexual depravity. These cities are often portrayed as symbols of lust and corruption, but a deeper analysis reveals that their sins were multifaceted, encompassing not only sexual transgressions, but also a profound lack of compassion and respect for others. The actions of the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah towards the visiting angels are just one example of their reprehensible conduct. This episode highlights how the lack of hospitality, considered extremely serious in many ancient cultures, can be symptomatic of a broader moral problem permeating a society. As night fell over Sodom and Gomorrah, cities teetering on the brink of judgment, two celestial visitors arrived, disguised as mere mortals. These divine messengers were not ordinary travelers, but heaven-sent emissaries, destined to test the moral fiber of these cities. Lot, Abraham's relative and resident of Sodom, quickly discerned the true nature of his visitors. In a time and place where hospitality was not only a gesture of courtesy, but a sacred obligation, Lot welcomed them into his home, standing up for what he knew to be right. The reaction of Sodom's inhabitants, however, was diametrically opposed. Driven by a mixture of morbid curiosity and nefarious intentions, the crowds gathered around Lot's house, exhibiting conduct that reflected the deep ethical decline of the city. The aggressive and relentless behavior of the mob not only exposed a lack of respect for basic norms of hospitality, but also revealed other layers of sin plaguing the cities: sexual immorality, pride, and a propensity for violence. This incident, meticulously recorded in Genesis 19, contrasts Lot's protection of his guests with the unrestrained hostility of the city. Here, the biblical narrative not only paints a vivid picture of the depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah, but also serves as a mirror to our own lives, underscoring the importance of integrity and morality. The tension in Sodom reaches a disturbing climax when the men of the city, young and old, gather around Lot's house, driven by nefarious intentions. This scene, detailed in Genesis 19, verses 4 and 5, is crucial. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter, and they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, so that we may know them." This demand was not merely a failure of hospitality, but a violent and immoral demand that violated the most sacred customs of guest protection, considered essential in many ancient societies. What follows is a demonstration of courage and moral sacrifice on Lot's part, who tries to protect his visitors by offering his own daughters in their place, a gesture that, while deeply problematic in modern eyes, highlighted his desperation to adhere to the duty of protecting his guests at all costs. The gravity of the situation is so extreme that divine intervention becomes necessary. The angels, now revealed in their true celestial form, blind the assailants, preventing them from carrying out their violent acts. This miracle not only protects Lot's guests, but also serves as a clear sign of imminent divine judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah, cities whose moral corruption had overflowed. The corruption of Sodom, therefore, was multifaceted, involving not only sexual immorality, but also a profound lack of respect and humanity, a transgression of the fundamental values that upheld society. The verses of Ezekiel 16, verses 49 and 50, shed even more revealing light on the complexity of Sodom's sins, extending the narrative far beyond mere sexual immorality or failure in hospitality. Ezekiel says, "Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them, as you have seen. These verses highlight not only sexual decadence, but a series of moral failures that permeated Sodom's society. Arrogance, complacency in abundance, and a serious lack of compassion for the marginalized. The failure to help the needy, in particular, points to entrenched selfishness and a grave neglect of social responsibilities, sins that, in the eyes of God, require divine correction. The Hebrew term translated as detestable things is often used to describe acts considered morally repulsive, underscoring that Sodom's transgressions involved a variety of wrongdoings. The discussion of Sodom and Gomorrah's sins, therefore, is not limited to a single moral failing, but encompasses a range of serious ethical issues, perverse sexuality, unchecked arrogance, and a profound failure to care for the vulnerable. The intervention of the angels highlights the imminence of the danger looming over Sodom. Lot, Abraham's nephew, is a central figure in this part of the story, representing a remnant of goodness amidst corruption. The way Lot welcomes and protects strangers stands in stark contrast to the hostility of his neighbors, shedding light on the true values that a society embraces. His conduct not only makes us reflect on our own treatment of the less fortunate, but also reinforces the importance of hospitality and protection of the vulnerable as measures of our collective and individual character. The angels, realizing the gravity of the situation, urge Lot to act swiftly. They reveal that the destruction of Sodom is imminent due to the outcry of its injustices that has reached the ears of God. For we are about to destroy this place, because the outcry against its people has become great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Genesis 19, verses 12 and 13. This revelation is not just a warning, but a divine mandate for immediate evacuation. At dawn, the urgency intensifies. The angels urge Lot, "Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." Genesis 19, verse 15. This moment is fraught with tension and haste, as Lot and his family are pressured to flee to save their lives, underscoring the seriousness of divine intervention and the imminence of judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. As the story progresses, the countdown to destruction intensifies, marking the inevitability of consequences for the cities whose actions have brought ruin upon themselves. As the angels warn Lot about the imminent destruction of Sodom, the narrative reaches a critical point, highlighting the seriousness of the divine threat and the difficulty of persuading others to recognize and react to such danger. Lot faces disbelief from his own family. His sons-in-law, for example, treat his warnings as a joke, underscoring the difficulty of leaving the familiar, even when it means escaping imminent harm. This moment illustrates a common human challenge, the hesitation to leave behind what we know, even in the face of clear risks. Escape is not just a physical departure, but a race against time and a struggle against psychological inertia. The angel's mandate is urgent and direct. Escape for your life. Do not look back, nor stop anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Genesis 19, verse 17. This instruction evokes a dramatic image of desperation and flight, where salvation lies only in the total abandonment of the past and a sprint towards the unknown. The narrative reaches its climax when, as Lot and his family flee, the Lord rains sulfur and fire from the sky upon Sodom and Gomorrah. The description in Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25, highlights the completeness of the destruction. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities, and also the vegetation in the land. This event symbolizes not only God's wrath and judgment, but also foreshadows a broader future judgment, suggesting that the consequences of our actions may reverberate far beyond our immediate time and location. The cataclysmic event of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah transcends mere natural disaster, representing a profound divine judgment on human corruption and disobedience. The scenes of a city consumed by flames and sulfur are not just visions of punishment, but also a stark reminder of the consequences of moral decay. Amidst this destruction, the story of Lot and his family underscores divine mercy and justice in action. According to Genesis 19, verse 29, "So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived." This verse underscores the lasting impact of Abraham's intercession. Despite the magnitude of Sodom's sins, Abraham's fervent prayer for justice and mercy had its answers. God chose to spare Lot, an act of compassion, not just for Lot, but as a gesture of respect for Abraham's love and concern. However, Lot's wife serves as a powerful and haunting symbol. By looking back at the burning cities, disobeying the angel's explicit command not to do so, she is transformed into a pillar of salt. This tragic fate is emblematic, representing the consequences of longing or hesitating in the face of the need to abandon a corrupt past. Her transformation into salt, surrounded by the salt pillars of the region, serves as a physical and spiritual reminder of the destruction that occurred. The reference to this event in Luke 17, verse 32 by Jesus, "Remember Lot's wife," amplifies its relevance, warning against hesitation in the face of divine judgment. It is a call to action and firm decision on the path of righteousness, underscoring the importance of following divine directions without looking back. At the same time, Abraham, watching smoke rise from the ruins of Sodom, sees the answers to his prayers and the potency of his dialogue with God. This moment solidifies the notion that even in the darkest circumstances, faith and persistence in seeking justice can result in mercy and redemption. The narrative of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it unfolds, not only illustrates physical devastation, but also highlights the complex moral and spiritual ramifications of living in a corrupt environment. The story of Lot's daughters, who intoxicate their father to preserve their lineage, reflects the trauma and disorientation caused by the destruction of their cities and the loss of their community. This disturbing episode is a dark echo of the distorted morality that can prevail in deeply flawed societies like Sodom, where norms and values are so eroded that even survivors bear deep psychological and moral scars. This segment of history underscores how the environment we live in can drastically influence our actions and decisions. The daughters of Lot, though not justified in their actions, are portrayed as products of a culture that placed little value on human dignity or morality. This prompts us to question to what extent social context shapes our behavior and choices. Moving to the New Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah are often cited as symbols of divine judgment against iniquity. In 2 Peter 2, 6, 8, the destruction of these cities is used as an example and a warning. If he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless. These verses reinforce the idea that moral choices have lasting consequences and that divine justice eventually restores order, rescuing the righteous and punishing the wicked. In the book of Revelation, Sodom is evoked to symbolize the downfall of a corrupt world system, thus representing a powerful testimony of divine justice. The use of Sodom as a metaphor illustrates the inevitability of divine intervention against corruption on a global scale, echoing the fate the biblical city faced. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah has always oscillated between myth and historical reality. For a long time, the existence of these cities was questioned by scholars and considered a mere allegory within the biblical narrative. However, Archaeological investigations in recent decades have begun to point to sites around the Dead Sea that may correspond to the ancient cities of the plain mentioned in the Bible. These cities have presented evidence dating back to the Bronze Age, consistent with the biblical chronology. The emergence of these archaeological sites in 1973, with artifacts and structures dating from biblical times, has fueled new discussions about the historical accuracy of biblical narratives and the truthfulness of the events described. These discoveries have not only reignited academic debate, but also reinforced the symbolic significance of the cities as examples of divine punishment. The story of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is not just a biblical account of punishment and damnation. It extends as a powerful allegory about the eternal consequences of sin and the inexorable justice of God. This narrative invites us to reflect deeply on our own conduct and the society in which we live. It questions whether we are meeting divine expectations or straying from the path set for us. In this reflection, we are prompted to consider areas of our lives that may need significant reformulation to align more closely with divine precepts. The story suggests that we should not simply drift through life complacently, but constantly question our actions and intentions. By applying the lessons of Sodom and Gomorrah to modern society, we realize that many of the ethical and moral challenges faced by these ancient cities still resonate today. In Jude 1:5, we are reminded that the destruction of these cities serves as a perennial warning of what can happen when entire societies succumb to moral decay. In contemporary times, many observers of society point to a decline in moral values, evidenced by vulgar language, changes in traditional family structures, and a distancing from biblical teachings. This scenario reflects a shift where often, individualism and personal pride seem to supersede humility and modesty. These social transformations spark debates about our readiness for possible divine judgment or the need for a spiritual awakening, as mentioned in 2 Peter 3:10-15, which highlights the unexpected arrival of the day of the Lord and the importance of living a life guided by holiness and godliness. This context serves as an urgent call for us to reflect on our values and actions. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah, in particular, resonates as a personal warning, inviting us to consider not only the failures of society on a large scale, but also our own individual contributions to moral erosion. It is easy to criticize others' shortcomings, but the real challenge lies in examining how our own choices and behaviors may perpetuate ethical problems. This reflection on Sodom and Gomorrah underscores the need for each of us to take personal responsibility. We must ask ourselves, are we truly caring for the needy? Are we attentive to others' hardships, or are we more focused on satisfying our own desires? Are we turning a blind eye to injustice? The story of Sodom and Gomorrah transcends mere imagery of fire and brimstone, offering profound lessons on responsibility and compassion. Our challenge is to draw from these ancient accounts insights that can guide our daily behavior, both individually and collectively. This narrative encourages us to reflect on how we live, driving us to seek continual improvement in our lives and in the communities we are part of. We should view this story not merely as a warning to fear, but as a guide to be better, making wiser choices and building a kinder, more just world. In a world that often values individualism above all else, Sodom and Gomorrah remind us of the importance of hospitality and compassion. Just as Lot's kindness stood out amidst the harshness of Sodom, our acts of kindness and solidarity have the power to shine brightly, even in times of widespread indifference. Actions such as offering a helping hand, attentive listening, or a safe haven can have profound impacts, influencing lives and strengthening community bonds. These gestures of care reflect not only our character, but also the character of our society. They are echoes of Lot's choices, who, as described in Genesis 19:3, welcomed the angels into his home and prepared a feast for them, demonstrating a hospitality that goes beyond mere reception. It celebrates shared life and genuine concern for the other. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible not only portrays the dire consequences of ignoring divine warnings, but also emphasizes the importance of being receptive to spiritual guidance in our lives. This biblical account serves as a powerful reminder that being attentive to divine messages and our own conscience is essential for an honorable and just life. Receptiveness to divine warnings can manifest in various ways in everyday life. This may include carefully listening to the subtle promptings of our conscience when making decisions, considering the advice of wiser, more experienced individuals, and learning from past mistakes and experiences. Essentially, it involves maintaining a stance of vigilance and reflection on how our actions affect ourselves and those around us. In Genesis 19, Lot's response to the angel's warnings about the imminent destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah illustrates the readiness with which we should respond to divine guidance. Lot understands the gravity of the situation and acts immediately to save his family. His response not only highlights his faith and respect for the divine word, but also serves as a critical example of how we should act when faced with serious warnings, whether spiritual or practical in nature. This moment in the narrative underscores the importance of following divine guidance, not out of fear of punishment, but as a recognition that such guidance is directed towards our well-being and moral growth. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is deeply relevant to our contemporary lives, especially in a world where the frenzy for material pursuits often overrides the need to nurture our spiritual well-being. This biblical narrative serves as a vigorous reminder of the importance of maintaining an active spiritual consciousness, paying heed to the guidance that comes to us through scriptures or the lessons of our own life experiences. In modern times, spiritual awareness transcends mere religious observance. It involves a deeper understanding of the moral and ethical implications of our actions. It's about recognizing the signs and warnings that life presents to us and taking proactive steps to align our paths with principles of righteousness and compassion. This alignment not only guides us towards more ethical choices, but also propels us to positively contribute to the communities we are part of. Resisting moral decay begins with self-awareness. We must constantly examine our actions and intentions, questioning how our decisions affect others and whether we are living in a way that promotes empathy and kindness, rather than succumbing to selfishness and indifference. Practical steps to cultivate this change include engaging in volunteer activities, being mindful of our consumption habits, and making choices that reflect a commitment to sustainability and social justice. Furthermore, upholding moral values in our daily lives is not just a matter of preaching, but of leading by example. This entails creating an environment where integrity, honesty, and compassion are not only valued, but also celebrated and practiced. By making ethical choices and standing up for what is right, even when it's difficult, we set a standard for others to follow. The message of Galatians 6, verse 7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows," is a powerful reminder that our choices and actions have significant repercussions, both personally and socially. This biblical premise underscores the importance of living with integrity and the natural consequence that, by making ethical choices, we contribute to a fairer and more compassionate society. Similarly, neglecting our moral compass contributes to the decline of social integrity. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah and Abraham's reaction to it is instructive in terms of spiritual awareness. When Abraham was informed about the imminent destruction of the cities, he did not passively resign to the fact, but engaged in a dialogue with God, seeking intervention and mercy for the righteous. This behavior reflects a spiritual alertness and an aspiration to align with divine will, illustrating the importance of being actively engaged with our spirituality and not merely superficially observing religious rituals. In the modern context, this active connection to our faith implies understanding the deeper meanings and values behind religious teachings and consciously applying them in our lives. This allows us to make informed moral decisions that are in harmony with our beliefs, promoting not only our personal peace, but also strengthening the ethical standards of our community. The disconnection of the men of Sodom from any spiritual guidance, as described in Genesis 13, verse 13, where they are portrayed as exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord, shows the serious consequences of living without considering moral and ethical imperatives. This lack of spiritual and moral connection led to their downfall, offering a critical lesson about the importance of maintaining a vibrant connection to our spiritual convictions. The story of Sodom and Gomorrah is not just a cautionary tale about the consequences of straying from morality. It also highlights the profound benefits of a spiritually grounded life in the modern world. By living according to spiritual principles, we can gain a sense of purpose, guidance for ethical decision-making, and the ability to foster a communal spirit based on shared values and mutual respect. The biblical principle of loving your neighbor as yourself, as mentioned in Galatians 5, verse 14, is an eloquent example of how spiritual guidance can be directly applied to daily life. This commandment not only encourages kindness, empathy, and understanding in a world often marked by division and discord, but also motivates us to seek the good of others, acting selflessly and with compassion. Embracing a life approach that is spiritually conscious and grounded can profoundly enrich personal life and simultaneously contribute to a fairer and more compassionate society. When people strive to live according to higher spiritual values, they create an atmosphere of cooperation and mutual respect, which can help overcome many of the social and ethical challenges we face today. Furthermore, being spiritually grounded helps us navigate the complexities of modern life by providing a stable and reliable framework for addressing ethical dilemmas and making choices that reflect not only our personal interests, but also the collective well-being. This reinforces the idea that as we improve ourselves and align our actions with spiritual principles, we can also positively influence those around us and contribute to building a more harmonious global community.